starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
There, that better?
Oh, it's wonderful. I tell you, you're indispensable.
I know it.
Oh, hi, boys.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mr. Hart.
Hey, you two look like you've been run through a ringer. Heat get you?
We're mad.
Oh.
What happened, Porky?
Old man Mueller wouldn't let us cut across his field.
You know what he did? He put a barbed wire across our shortcut. And a big sign saying, no pathway for kids.
Well, now, he has a right to keep you out if he wants to.
But why would he want to?
Because he's got some Hereford steers in that pasture. Maybe he figures you boys will run the fat off him.
We know better than to bother his steers. And so does Lassie.
And Pokey never runs toward cows. If you know what I mean.
Oh, I can't help but feel sorry for Mr. Mueller. He's old and he's lonely. That's probably what makes him disagreeable.
Getting old has got nothing to do with it. Dan'l's always been that way, ever since I can remember. He don't like anybody messing around in his business. He's a queer old duck.
He sure is.
But there's one thing I'll say for him, though. He's the best cattleman in this county. He's got a way with animals.
That may be, but he's still an unhappy man.
Unhappy? Him?
A man who has no friends must be unhappy. Have you tried being friendly with him?
How can you be friendly with an old coot of...
Jeff.
All right, an old guy won't let you take a shortcut that saves a half a mile. If he takes down that barbed wire, we'll be friendly with him.
Oh, you've had enough. You won't eat your supper.
Oh, me?
And if he doesn't take it down, we'll make him sorry he ever put it up.
Now, don't go messing around with Dan'l Mueller. You're liable to wind up with a load of buckshot in your britches.
We're not afraid of him, are we, Porky?
No.
All right, Jeff, now that's enough of that. If he doesn't want you to go through his field, you won't. Now, that's all.
We wouldn't go through it now if he paid us.
Well, don't worry. He won't.
Come on, Porky.
Problems.
Come on. We're going to be late if we don't hurry. First, I forget my geography book.
What's the matter?
I forgot to feed Domino this morning.
Oh, no. What are you going to do? It's too late to turn back now.
Lassie, come here.
Come on, let's go. It's getting later all the time.
Just a minute. Lassie, take the note to Mom. Home, girl, home!
Gosh darn them kids anyhow. Hey, get out of there.
Now then. I ain't gonna hurt you, girl. I don't expect dogs to read them keep outside. What's the matter with your foot, huh? Expect you picked up a thorn, huh? Is that it? That's the girl. Now, let's have a look at that paw. Just like I thought. It won't be so bad. Now, just hold still for a moment. One moment. There you are. See? What's this? Forgot to feed Domino. Reckon that's a little horse, huh? Some people just ain't got no right to have animals. Okay. Guess you'd better be on your way. You come back and see old Daniel anytime you like to. Now, take this. Go ahead now. Off you go.
Forget! Forget!
What is it, Gramps?
You busy?
Well, not exactly.
You mind stacking some of these fruit boxes? It won't take you long.
Okay. Sorry, girl. We'll go down to the lake later. I gotta help Gramps.
Thanks, boy. There ain't too many of them. I gotta fix Domino's stall to keep the slap out.
That's okay, Gramps.
No, dear, I haven't. Wasn't she with you?
No, I was helping Gramps in the barn.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I did see her go down toward the road just a little while ago.
Where would she be going?
Well, I don't know, sweetie. She didn't tell me.
It's the third time this last week she's run off like that.
Well, she's around here somewhere.
She didn't come when I called her.
Well, that isn't like Lassie, is it?
No.
Oh, she may be chasing a rabbit where she couldn't hear you.
Well, I'm going to get my bike and look for her.
All right, then.
It's mighty nice of you to come a-visiting like this. I know. You have much more important things to do than passing the time of day with an old codger like me.
Lassie! Lassie!
You'd better go. I don't want you getting into no trouble on account of me.
Lassie! Lassie! Lassie, where are you? So that's where you've been sneaking off to, Mr. Mueller's. Didn't you hear me calling you? Of all the people in Calverton, you gotta pick on him to visit. After what he did to us, too. Putting up that fence and chasing us like that. You ought to be ashamed. It's treason. It's treason, that's what it is. Now come on home.
But it is, Mom. She knows Mueller's our enemy.
Oh, now, Jeff, really?
Why does she have to go and visit him?
Maybe she likes him.
Likes him? Old man Mueller?
Jeff, his name is Mr. Mueller.
All right. Mr. Daniel Mueller, owner. How can she like him?
Well, there's no accounting for taste, you know.
The standards that dogs use for judging human beings are different than the ones that people use. Sometimes maybe they're better.
Oh, Mom.
Well, possibly Lassie's found a good side to Mr. Mueller that he's afraid to show people. Is that it, girl?
Well, all right. But I don't want you to go over there again. You understand?
Well, I'm leaving.
Oh, all right, Dad.
I'll beat the grains if you need me.
Have a nice time.
Thanks. What's the matter with you?
She probably wants to go outside.
Come on.
Jeff, do you have any homework?
Some.
Well, don't you think you better get at it?
Okay.
Come on, girl.
Lassie, lassie girl, you haven't been by nigh unto a week. I'm sure glad to see you. Lassie, lassie, could you get that blanket over there? Over there. Thank you. Thank you, lassie. Lassie, can you push that table over here? That table with the water. That's it. Push it over here. Over here. Lassie, go get help. I'm sick. Tell them where Daniel needs help.
Oh, no. You're not getting me to go over there. Not for $1,000,000. You can stay there if you want to. You can just stay. All right. But there better be a good reason. Thank you.
it's me, Jeff Miller. Gosh, Lassie, he's sick. Real sick. I better call Mom. He has no phone. Leave him alone, girl. You take this note to Mom.
Good girl. Hello, Jenny. Ellen Miller. Get Dr. Stevens for me, will you please? It's an emergency. Oh, no, no, not for any of us. It's old Mr. Mueller.
He's a sick man, Ellen.
What is he?
Pneumonia. I don't know how long he's had it, but it's reaching a critical stage. Man his age? I don't know.
What can we do?
I don't want to move him if I don't have to. It's a long, hard trip to Capital City. Trouble is, he needs 24-hour watching.
Oh, the neighbors will take care of that.
I'll try to get a rural nurse out here, but we're awful short-handed.
Worry, we'll manage till you do.
Oh, well, what about his livestock?
Dad's at the Grange meeting. I'll go back to the house and call him.
I'll be here for a while. You go ahead.
Gonna be all right, Doctor?
I hope so.
I wish I could help.
You're helping him right now, Jeff. It always helps a sick person if enough people want him to get well.
I want him to get well.
Glad you're feeling better, Mr. Mueller.
Lassie. I don't care. I still wish we could cut through Mr. Mueller's field.
His field? He's got to protect his cattle.
Yeah, but I still wish. A half mile longer the other way.
ladies first. Lassie?